All right. Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin with prayer on this glorious day of the Lord. Our communion class, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're mightily moving by your Spirit. Help us to go forward in you, doing all that's in your heart. Help us to draw nearer and nearer to you, that you may use us for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Mary, Holy Spirit just used you all ago, because sometimes I'm thinking, well, do I have a pen? I need a pen. But he's already taken care of the pens.
Yeah.
And that God just told me that. So yeah. Don't be over, make sure you have one. But if you don't have one, we've got pens.
Plenty of them.
Oh, yeah.
That's amen. So simple, but that's so sweet.
That is. That's beautiful. I received that girl.
We still on page.
We need to finish on time today.
Okay.
Like we're really by time.
Uh-huh.
Because we got to get ready up on time.
Yeah. Okay. We on page 17 again.
What page?
Page 17 in the communion book.
Okay.
Okay. On this little side note, he said, the Holy Communion will add years to our lives and life to our years. When we receive the healing that God has provided, the Holy Communion will add years to our lives and life to our years. God wants us to have all that he paid for.
So you just don't want years to your life, but you want life to your years.
Both. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Some people are just living it, and it's just, you look at them, you're like, God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you want life to those years.
Yeah.
The God life.
He used to say he wants long life, mm-hmm. But now he says he wants long life with good health.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Because you don't want to live a long time and can't do anything. You know.
Amen.
When I was a kid, daddy would visit people that were sick, and sometimes they were about to die, and I would see this, you know, as a child, and I look outside and it's pretty outside, and I wanted to go home and ride my mini bike or whatever I had, and they are in the hospital hurting, and it was sobering. I said, one day I'm going to be out of time, I'm going to be I'll be at the end of my days. I said, but I want my life. I don't want to be hurting. I want to be in good shape.
Yes, amen.
And you have to make good decisions. And the best decision is following God.
Yeah.
Which they did, but they, you know, people get old and they have problems sometimes. But the good thing is they were going to heaven.
Amen.
And they did. And Dad made sure that, you know, he was a good pastor. But the Lord has provided. You know, he provided healing for us. And we have to regard the body of Christ. He said, I believe that God wants to restore. I probably touched on some of this last week, but I'm going to go back. He said, I believe that God wants to restore the true meaning and power of the Holy Communion to the church so that his people will rightly discern his body when they come to the table. This will cause them to become strong.
Who body?
His body. Jesus' body.
Okay. Because he said, remember me, and we're trying to discern each other. And when we discern each other, we're going to find faults in them. When we discern each other.
Not only his body, what he did for us as healing, but we're his body too.
We are his body.
On both
so
ends.
So we rightly divide both of them because he healed for us and gave us healing. Mm-hmm. So because we're his body, we are totally completely healed.
Right.
That's true.
But I think what she's saying is God does not see us for our sin. He sees Christ.
Yes.
So we should do the same. We should not look at the individual.
That's good, Deborah.
He said, remember me. That's good, Deborah. Remember me. Do y'all know what the word me? Mm-hmm. That's singular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remember me.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants us to treat each other right. He got this word for us to learn how to treat each other right. But when we learn how to, like she's saying, discern him,
we don't treat each other wrong because we're seeing each other as Christ, just like God sees.
Yes, you don't see him out of the flesh anymore. You see him out of the spirit.
You have to see what he's done and what he's done it for. He did it to everybody who believe on him are his people. They're part of his body. Christ sees, when he sees us, he sees Christ.
Yes.
And that's what he's pointing out. He said his body His people will rightly discern his body when they come to the table. This will cause them to become strong and healthy.
That's true.
And to live long. If you don't recognize the work that he did for others and belittle your brother or sister, you're not recognizing what he did in the first place and the purpose of it. It's just like what Mary taught last week. Barak, he didn't see a woman. He saw the anointing of God.
There you go. There you go.
He said, I will not go to battle without you. Uh-huh. His men saw him. Uh-huh. He had point. But he recognized what God had done in her. He recognized the body, so to speak. He didn't get jealous. And then she prophesied and said, this will not be for your glory, but a woman will kill Sisera.
And he went on anyway. He could have said, well, if it's no glory for me, I am not. Most people would have said that. Mm-hmm. Well, I ain't getting no glory. Then what?
Because and that's why they're sick and in bad health, yes, and they die before time. Same thing.
They don't discern his body.
Yeah.
The Lord's body. Not just. Because when we discern each other, we're going to find fault in each other when we discern each other. But when you first discern the discern his body, mm-hmm, then we will be treating each other, mm-hmm, better. You know, we see, hey, God forgave me, so hey, it's nothing for me to forgive you.
He was focused on the victory, the mission. He didn't care about the recognition. And that's how you have to be. So many people miss out on God's best because they're after the recognition. They're after the glory. They're after the, they love preeminence like Diotrephes. He didn't want John around. Pride. And God hates it. Pride is the opposite of who God is.
Of giving God glory.
But don't forget that's how he lost his family was pride.
Right.
Pride of Satan and the lies. So he hates those two things particularly. And the other thing is, if we hurt each other, that's like shooting yourself in the foot.
Mm-hmm. Or somewhere even worse.
I don't
know if you've ever stubbed a toe, but your whole body.
The whole body hurts. And you feel it. The
whole body gonna feel it.
That pain has your attention. The last week on the broadcast, God had caused me to say something. And I realized something else, that all sin leads to pride. Hmm. And once people are in pride, they don't repent. Mm-mm. And I was teaching a broadcast, I think it was Friday morning. And I said, when people get in pride, they don't change. And I said, there's nobody in the Bible that got in pride and changed. And I realized that I said that, and I thought about it. That came from the heart. And Nebuchadnezzar, it said his mind was hardened in pride because he was looking at the people, but it didn't say his heart. When after his 7-year tribulation, he got his mind right. He came right back and became a faithful king.
Yes, indeed.
And he, but Herod did the same thing, that the same action that Nebuchadnezzar did, but worms ate him because he said it from the heart. Saul got in that kind of pride. I know a lady that was supposed to write a book about the spirit of Saul. I think she ever did, but she was supposed to write a book about the spirit of Saul, which is pride. Saul tried to kill David, I think, 3 times. And David, God delivered Saul into David's hand 2 times. And he never got the opportunity to do it again. But he died because he saw the witch, and then he begged an Amalekite to kill him. He didn't repent. People that get in that kind of pride, all sin leads to pride. And when people get in that kind of pride, like Diotrephes, they don't change. And the message I was doing was about loss. When ministers get into a pride like that, and they love the glory more than God, their ministry stops right there.
That's true.
The anointing is designed to mount up. It always was. God has, when he anoints you, it starts on what you can be faithful with. And you always have to have a measure of faithfulness. You have rules with the anointing, like just like Samson. Samson couldn't cut his hair or eat grapes. But the anointing is designed to mount up. And you learn from it and you do better and you can receive more of it. But when you get in pride, that's it. You can't go any further. God is, he won't hit the process. You stop the process. And when that happens, they never get it back. Communion is showing us this. When we commune with the Lord and go forward in him, we continue the process. But when people get in pride, that's as far as they go.
Would you define pride, please?
What did you say we didn't hear?
Can you define pride?
Oh, okay. Whoa.
Your will above God's.
That's good.
Preeminence. I want to be in God's place. I want to be, I want to take God's place. I want people to praise and worship me. That's the same. Putting your will before you. Not that your will is wrong. Not like I'm going to get a good job, buy a nice house, raise a wonderful family. That's good. That's of God. But to steal the recognition and desire the praise of man. But to not do what Barak did. Barak saw Deborah. He saw victory through Deborah because of her communion with the Lord, because of her anointing.
Well, which comes first, then, pride or sin?
Both.
With what?
To choose sin, it takes pride. But see, just like faith can start out small, pride does too. People usually get in pride over something, over the way they look, over their abilities. They start out, you know, Saul started out hiding it behind the stuff. But then when he became king and he saw the glory, he touched it. And he wouldn't repent. When he saw the glory of the kingdom, when he saw that he had command, you know, he had the anointing, he had God's ability to lead because he became another man. He looked at that and he desired the recognition. When
he
got fired,
full of himself. That's just going to be the bottom line.
It's the same thing Lucifer
did. Full of himself.
To the point of murder. And God, and a person like that can't go any further under the anointing. The anointing and pride is two different things. Oil and water won't mix it. Okay, but when we recognize the body and we receive what Jesus did for us, there's nothing we can't do. And the abilities mount up. Yeah. See, everything of God mounts up. I wanted to share this here.
First, can I tell her something? Mm-hmm. I mean, I might not be quoting it right. I called you Mitz, that's my cat Muffin. Anyway, the Bible says when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when it's conceived is mm-hmm. when it becomes sin.
Yeah.
There's a period there that's not, when you, if just because it happens a little bit in your life, but when it's conceived in your spirit, not your spirit, in your mm-hmm. heart, your soul heart, it brings forth sin.
That's the goal of it, too. Satan don't want you to just sin. He wants you to choose to sin. You know, he said, you take away these things, I'll make him curse you to your face. He wants you to choose sin. Mm-hmm. But if you're weak, he's going to try to set you up so that you'll sin. If he has to tempt you, you don't want it. But when you're running after it, that's when it really gets bad. But as long as he's tempting you, you don't have to tempt somebody that wants him. Okay, we're about out of time. I'll share this in the next.
Yeah, we are. You can get it in the second class.
Yeah.
But he said, this is why we have to recognize the body on every front. Sometimes the Lord has sent elements and that you need through other anointed people. Mm-hmm. And if you don't receive it, pride will cause you to shut it down. Oh, you're too young. Never mind. You're a woman. Nope. And that's where the ministry stopped. They needed that element to go forward. Okay, he said, Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. This is page 64. Should have brought my glass. Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body. It is for my healing, my spouse's healing, and my children's healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you that by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. I believe and I receive.
Healing.
We get healed to heal. As we live in health, we can help others heal too. He said, thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant cut in your blood.
Yes.
Your blood has brought me forgiveness and washed me from every sin. I thank you that your blood has made me righteous.
Yes.
And as I drink, I celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is provision, preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. And I thank him for all that. He said, thank you, Jesus, I love you because you first loved me. He loves us as individuals and also collectively. We have to love him as an individual, and we have to love each other collectively. And this is the power that brings down the works of darkness. The love of God brings down the works of darkness. And we can't do it unless we're on board with God. Because if it was by might and power, we could. But it's not. It's by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is by love. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for all the lessons you give us, all the illustrations,
yes,
the anointed illustrations you give us. Help us to ever increase in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Help us do all this in your heart, in Jesus' name. Amen.